Today's daf in the Sechet Sanhedrin, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ira Kadesh, is Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, and we're holding right near the top, right after Rabbi Chanina's beautiful explanation of the meaning of Amen. So, Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan also have a machlokas which is similar to the idea of being mefarish things like Rabbi Akiva has been doing here in sort of a tough way, or being mefarish things in a very open and giving way. So here too, we have three machlokasin between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan along these same lines. So when it says in the Posik in Yeshayahu, "Lachei nirchiva shol nafsha ufara fialivli chok," so hell has basically expanded. It's got a bigger appetite, a bigger nefesh. It's like a nefesh. It's like the Neshama Yisera. It's got a bigger appetite now. And now it's opened its mouth beyond any measure that was there before. So that was the first part talks about all of the chatayim that people do. So what does that mean? B'li chok, Omer Rish Lakish. It means l'mi shemishayer afilu chok echad, a person who leaves even one piece of the Torah, he is doomed to hell. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, no, then Rish Lakish, behave yourself. L'necha l'morayu, te'amata luhachi. I guarantee you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy when he hears words like yours. This is the way that you treat his children. That's not what it means. It means just the opposite. If you're totally belichok, so you're someone that's afilu lolomat elochok echad, if you even had learned one piece of Torah, that means that keeps you out of Gehenna. That's what it means. So mebelichok is that you have to be totally mebelichok in order that Gehenna should be shalat on you forever. Next pasuk. V'haya b'chol ha'aretz nu'um Hashem pishnayim ba yikarthu yigva'u la'shlishit yivater vo. And so, continues on the Navi, that the idea of, it's missing, it's, this pasuk over here, Shinemar, has nothing to do with what was there before, you see. This is not even from the same Navi. This is from Zechariah, which is why the Gra takes it out. So this is basically another separate machlokes. So then it'll be 2/3 will be wiped out, and only 1/3 is going to survive. Amrish Lakish, what this means is the Shlishi shall shame. So it means that third child of Hashlishit doesn't mean 1/3. It means 1/3 of the third. So in other words, when it started off, the set Pishnayim Bayikartu. So we know there's one left. The Shlishit, that will be Yivaterpo. So that means we start with the Shlishit, who is the Ben Hashlishi. And that is, we're starting off with our Pachshat. Our Pachshat is the third son of Shem. And he's the one who gives birth ultimately to Avram Avinu. So if 1/3 of our parshad, chashivas of our parshad is Avram, this means only 1/3 of Klal Yisrael will survive. Omar le Rabbi Yochanan, it's a terrible thing to say, Rish Lakish. Lo necha l'morayu de'amartu achi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like to hear such things. Hey, what were you? We're going to wipe out 2/3 of the Jews. Yeah, la'afilu shlishi shal Noach. It's not referring to shame. It means 1/3 of Noach, which was shame. So it means all of shame, which is a reference to Avram Avinu, essentially. That will be the one that will end up surviving. And that's a reference to a few shlishi shal Noach. And the third pasuk, ki anochi ba'alti b'chem v'lakachti etchem echad me'ir u'shnayim mi'mishpacha. So here Yirmiyahu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am making myself your ruler, and I'm going to take you one from a city, two from a nation. Well, Rish Lakish means exactly what it's saying. There were entire communities that will be wiped out, and one person will survive from an entire city. Or one family will make it out alive from an entire country. Oh, my little Rabbi Yochanan, lo necha le'amarayu de'amartu achi. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like people talking this way. And actually, that's not what we have to say it means. It could mean Echad Meir Mizakeh Kol Ha'ir. That if there's only one person in the city who's a tzaddik, he can be Mizakeh Kol Ha'ir Kula. And if you have Shnayim from one Mishpacha, that would be sufficient to allow that Mishpacha and that nation itself to survive. Rav and Rav Kahana also had this type of machlokas. Yosef Rav Kahana, Kamida Rav, Yosef Vikoama, Vorim Kichtava. They were talking about this pasuk of Echad Meir Hashem Yirachim, as we know that they were right, that it was really Mamish Kipshute, and entire cities were wiped out except for one person, and so on. It's Mamish unbelievable. So it was exactly the same. So Rav Kahana said the same thing that Rish Lakish said. And Rav said to him, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like to hear such things. Hela echad mi ir mizakeh kol ha'ir, shnayim mi mishpacha mizakim kol ha'mishpacha. Now Rav had seen that Havikochayef Reisha, v'solik v'yosef kameidu Rav. So Rav Kahana would always take a shower first in the morning, and he would shampoo his hair, and then he would come into the Beis HaMedrash to sit down to learn like a mensch. Omar Leisa, Rav says to him, what kind of this? Lo timatzei be'eretz ha'chayim. You know, you will not be found in the land of living things. Omar Leisa, are you cursing me? Milat galayatle. Says Rav, no, I'm telling you a pasuk. Lo timatzei doesn't mean you. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking about her. Lo timatzei, the Torah will not be found in people who need to be in perfect physical shape. They're mechaya atzmo aleihu. Everything's got to be right. You're going to indulge yourself with showers and with who knows what else you have. Maybe you have a milkshake in the morning. I don't know what you do. The Torah doesn't find itself in self-indulgence. That's for sure. That's all I was telling you, Chas v'Shalom. Tanya, Rabbi Simoy Omer, Ne'emar v'lakachti etchem li la'am. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in Mitzrayim, that's the v'lakachti, is the lashon of Geula, v'lakachti etchem li la'am, and then it says ve'heveti etchem, so I'm going to bring you ala aretz. So what does that tell me? Makish yitziyatam Mitzrayim, leviatam la'aretz. Just like the biatam la'aretz. How many people survived to come into Eretz Yisrael? 2 people out of 600,000 survived, right? In other words, there were other population. There were women, and there were, but those were included in the 600,000. But in the actual 600,000 population, there was only Yoshua and Kalev that made it. So then that means the same thing was true from the beginning. Af yitziyatan mimitzrayim. So the number of people that came out of Mitzrayim was only 1 out of every 300,000 people that were in Mitzrayim made it out of Mitzrayim alive. Well, my Rava, the same thing will be true by Yemot HaMashiach. Shenemer v'anta shama ki meini urea uchyom alotam eretz Mitzrayim. So over there, Klal Yisrael will be crushed the way she was as a child and like the day of coming out of Eretz Mitzrayim. Tanya Amar Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Yosi, Pamachat nichnasti l'Alexandria shel Mitzrayim. I once visited Alexandria, and matzati zaken echad, and he said to me, Bo v'araka ma'asu avotai l'avotecha. Being as this is a day of tour guides, so in Mitzrayim they used to make a lot of money out of guiding tours for Jews that came to see the Holocaust Museum of Mitzrayim. Let me show you the places where you can see the horrible things that my parents, so to speak, you know, my ancestors back in time, what they did to your ancestors back in Mitzrayim. Some of them, they drowned in water. Some of them, they killed with their swords. Some of them, they built them into buildings, as we know about Micha. Now, because of this, Moshe Rabbeinu was punished, because this desire to visit Holocaust museums is the source of a complete perversion of the nature of the Holocaust And it was a complete perversion of the nature of Yetzias Mitzrayim. If Moshe Rabbeinu is going to start taking Holocaust tours and then come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, how can you treat your people like this? We need to save the people from disaster. Everything is about saving people from pain and getting hostages out of the enemy's hands. It's all about that. Then you're going to end up losing your vision of what things are really about. And because of that, since he said, Miaz bati al parola daber b'shmecha, hey, Rala Amazah, look at the way you're treating this nation after you sent me. Ever since I got there, things are worse. Amalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oh my gosh, these modern shmoz. Chaval al da'avdim v'lo mishtakhim, I used to have normal human beings around. Once upon a time, my dearest, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, you know, how many times did I come to them? And I made them these promises with Kel Shakai, and I was never going to give them the re'iyah of my ne'emonos. I always said, Ani Kel Shakai, Yitalech Lufanai, Yitamim, or Ani Kel Shakai, Pruravu. I mean, did they ever say anything? What about all those promises you made us, you know? Did I ever hear them say like this jerk does? Mashimcha, what's your name? Oh, what kind of business is that? What's my name? What's your problem? They never asked me, what's your name? Lo yiru al-midotai. And they never said to me, well, you know, what's your name? I mean, who do you say what's your name to, for heaven's sake, for a taxi cab driver? So, amarti l'avrom, kul mitalech baretz lor kol orach barki l'chot nena. He needs a play. I promise him everything, right? You'll take the whole thing. He needs a 6 feet place to bury his wife. He can't find a place to bury his wife. So, I mean, what would this guy have done? You know, would have said, well, Ribbono Shel Olam, you know, you promised me this, and I can't even find a Makom Kvura. And he had to pay through the nose. Achikana barbame ot kersis shekel kesef. He didn't say to me, oh, what happened to your promise? Lo yirel mi l'tai. I say to Yitzchak, gur ba'aretz hazot, ve'yem chov avorecheka. Oh, same thing. I'm going to give you everything. Now what happens? They need a little bit of water. They couldn't find any water. They had to keep digging these wells. Big They had to get into fights with the Plishtim. Did he ever say anything to me? He says, I never heard one word from him of saying, how can you trust what God says? You know? Same thing with Yaakov Avinu. I say to Yaakov, Yaakov, I fold all Eretz Yisrael beneath him. I give him the whole land, and I promise it to him and to Zarecha. He needs a place. He comes to Shechem. Finally, he gets Eretz Yisrael. He needs a place to put up a tent, and he's got to pay Mea Kesit. That's a lot of money. Did he say to me, well, what happened to the promise? All I need is a... No, that never even occurred to him. Lo Amruli, he never said, what's your name? You start off, you said, the minute you meet me, what's your name? And now I tell you what my name is. I give you all these promises. And what do? You come back to me and you say, well, you didn't do anything. You promised you were going to. When did I promise you? This is talking about hundreds of years. They never had a taina. I promised you something last week. You come back and you tell me this week, hey, what's going on? You ain't doing nothing. I don't understand what's going on with this world. I'll tell you what. Now you'll see what I'm going to do. Okay, but that's all you're going to see. You want fast action? I'll give you fast action. But that's what you're going to get. Only the fast action. I'll show you what I'm going to do to Paro b'milchemet Paro ataroeh. But i'ataroeh b'milchemet shlosh v'echad melachim. You're not going to see the amazing things that will happen when we get into Eretz Canaan because you don't trust me. That is a very strange pasuk, which obviously is trying to say something, because it says, Moshe hurries up and he's mishtach. What do you mean he hurries up? After he heard the midos harachamim, he was mishtach. In what sense do we have vayimaher? So vayimaher is mashma, that it was right in the middle, he's listening to these yud gimel midos, and there's something that strikes him with such power that he's got to immediately bow down in the middle of the Shabbat. He must have been very, very moved by one of these midas. So Which one of the Midas was it that made him bow down like that? So this is a machlokas. Rabbi Hanina ben Gamla Omer, that the Mida that we're talking about here was the Mida of Erech HaPayim. When he heard that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to be slow to anger, he, at that moment, oh my gosh, this could save everything. It's really amazing. So at that moment, he bows down out of Simcha. Whereas Rabbanan say, no, it was Emes Ra'ah, and actually it was exactly the opposite. When he hears that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes, so he's saying, oh my gosh, if it's truth with a capital T, I mean, that would mean that we're finished. So he fell on his face to be mispalo, to help us from this terror. Fine. At least that's the way Rashi learns it. Others learn that it's not a machlokes about whether it was fear or whether it was joy. And just the question is, what was he so happy about with Emes? So the idea was that it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Shomer Shvuah. Okay. Personally, I like the Rashi's trap. Tani Gamad Yomer HaPayim Ra. We have a braita that shows that, in fact, it was the Shita of Rabbi Hanina that we said, that Erech HaPayim, where do we see this? The Tanya. Kishalam Moshe L'Maron, before the Baisa'egel, and certainly before the Meraglim, Mitzo'ol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sheyoshev V'Kotev Erech HaPayim. So he just saw these words in the Torah. It wasn't the whole show with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mis'atev, like a Shliach Tzibor and so on, which was later on meant to show Moshe Rabbeinu the Yud Gimel Midas. So when he saw those words, Erech HaPayim, so he says, Ribono Shel Olam, I'm assuming you mean Erech HaPayim, slow to get angry for tzaddikim, right? No, says Hashem, Af l'Rishayim, this is for everybody. We give Rishayim a chance to do teshuva. Amar lo, Moshe says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rishayim, Yovedu, what do we need the Rishayim around? Get rid of them the faster the better. You're going to leave them around to do teshuva. Okay, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe, all right, we'll see which one you're going to need. Later on, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was threatening to destroy all of Klal Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, Hashem, Erech HaPayim, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, wait a minute, hey Moshe, you said that Erech HaPayim was only for tzaddikim. So what are you telling me now, Erech HaPayim? So now that they've gone, they sent the Meraglim, why should we have Erech HaPayim anymore? Says Bersha, Ribono Shel Olam, but you told me Erech HaPayim Af L'Rishayim. And I accepted what you said. I mean, I'm assuming that was the right shot. Bainu Dechtiv, V'ata. It's a beautiful insight into the meaning of the Pasuk. After the Chet HaMeraglim, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Yigdal na koach Adonai kasher dibarta lemor. So now this tremendous power of these Midas that are in this gala, we should do it the way you said. Why does he say the way you said? Of course the way you said. Ah, but because they had argued about it initially, yes, you're 100% right. It's Af L'Rishayim. I accept that 100%. The Rebbe Chaga was once having Solik V'Ali Ozil B'Dargat of Rabba Barshila. Rebbe Chaga was once walking up to the Beis HaMedrash, which was on the second floor. He's walking up the stairs, and he hears downstairs there's these kids that were in the cheder. So he hears a kid that is saying, Edotecha ne'emnu ma'od leveitecha na'vakodesh Adonai le'orech yamim. So he hears those words, okay. So it doesn't register right away that orech yamim is the equivalent of saying Erech HaPayim. That was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will wait for many days. He sees the word orech yamim. And the kid says, no, that comes right by Tfilah LeMoshe Isha Elohim. That doesn't really come right by, but it's part of those tefillahs that come after Tefillah LeMoshe. So this is three Teilim later. And we understand that Tefillah LeMoshe is an introduction to that whole group of tefillahs. So he's thinking to himself, so that's the point. That's what the kid was saying. That Shema Nina, you see from here that the happiness of Moshe, the Sechon and the Ma'ed, Hashem L'Orech Yomim, was the Tefillah L'Moshe as well. Must be that that's what Moshe was so absolutely wild about, that he was b'shtachava on the point that he heard Erech HaFayim. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'yot Atara B'rosh Kol Tzadik V'Tzadik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately will be a crown on the head of every tzaddik, shenema, Bayom ahu yeh Hashem tzvakot la'ateret tzvi, l'tzvirat tifara l'shar amo. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be like a crown, an atara of rotzeh, and a beautiful tzvirat tifara, so it's like a stone of glory to shar amo. So what are the meaning of those two terms? Ateret tzvi and tziferet tifara. So basically, if we darshan the words like they would normally mean, tzvi. So tzvi is a lotion of tzivyono, is ratzeh. La'osim ritzono. So tzadikim la'osim ritzono, it will be an ateret. Well, it's tzvirat tif'ara. So that's a lotion of, tzvira is a lotion of tzvat, which means mitzapim, that these are people that are waiting in our mitzapim li'yishuato, for those who believe that the Gula is coming, and they're waiting for him for that moment. Now, you might think that anyone who is like this, people that await Mashiach, people that do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rots, anybody like that gets these crowns on his head. And there's lots of people like that. I mean, you know, they're part of the yeshiva, and they get up in the morning, they daven, and they keep saying, you know, well, when Mashiach comes, and they're waiting for Mashiach, so that would mean anybody like that? No. Talmud lomar l'sha'ar amo. It's only l'misha be'simat smoki shirayim. If that person has gava, then he's not included. This is only for people who are vulnerable and understand that they are shirayim. They're like just the leftovers. Furthermore, it says, ul'ruach mishpat. Layoshev ala mishpat, v'ligvura, meshivei milchama sha'ara. Now this says even more. It's not even going to be enough to be sha'aramo. It has to be this for somebody. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give that power and that infusion of judgment to the type of people who are yoshev ala mishpat, people that need the gvura for those who are able to fight in the war and turn back the enemy at the gate. So what is it talking about? So it's not enough just to be Shirayim. He needs to be a Ruach Mishpat. A Ruach Mishpat is somebody who is Rodeh Etz Yitzro. So basically, he takes his own Yitzro Hara and his own Avonos into judgment, and he does Teshuvah on that. And then what is L'Yoshev Al Mishpat? Yoshev al Mishpat is somebody who has done din emet la'amito. And that din emet la'amito is that you don't go by the book. But if you feel that something is wrong and that you don't trust these witnesses, you make sure that you get to the bottom of what you're sniffing is not correct. And you don't say, well, it's not my problem. This is what the Edom say. This is what we do. Ula gvura. Gvura is somebody who is mitgaber b'yitzro. To be mitgaber b'yitzro is stronger than a roda et yitzro, because what it means is mitgaber is I take over and I'm even stronger. That's not merely that I don't listen to my yitzro, but I overpower him and I use that yitzro instead of doing bad, I use it to do good. And then when it says meshivei milchama, that's talking about people who know how to be no save and otain b'milchamta shel Torah. You know how to give it out, man, and you can smash, and you can take the blows when necessary, meaning if you're arguing when it comes to what is the truth about inyonim of the sugya and Tera, how to understand Tera, you fight for the truth. And then when it says sha'ara, Remember, Sha'arim are always a reference to the gateways to Bate Knesiot and to Bate Midrashas, and these are the type of Talmidei Chachamim that are there in the morning. They open the doors, they're there in the nights, and they close the doors at night. So then the next pasuk doesn't make any sense. And it says, V'gamela b'yayin shagu v'shechar tov. So we explain it means like this. This is an incredible limud in this Gemara. Amra midata din lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono shel Olam. What is the difference between people like that and people who are not like that? You take a look at the people. You say, look at this kid. Wow, it's amazing. He's been such a sweetheart his whole life. He goes to yeshiva every day. He's reliable, doesn't get into trouble, wakes up for davening on time, gets a good report card, and he does this his whole life, right? So, okay, so if they have a good report card, that's not good enough. He's not stuck up. I mean, it's true. He doesn't really have any kind of fight. He's not Meshive Milchama. He's not the first guy there in the morning. It's true that he doesn't have any kind of nisyonos that are serious. He has to fight his Yetzirah. You know, every once in a while, he has the Yetzirah. He wants to sleep in late in the morning. No, that he gets over that. But what? I mean, but he's a good kid. So isn't that the same thing as somebody who is involved in all of this horror and has to fight it out? So they should also get the beautiful crowns, no? Amar la says HaKadosh Baruch Hu t'mira sadin nach. Gam ele be'yayin shagu v'sheikhar tov, boku palilia. These people, they're no different than the drunkard who's staggering around the street and has no idea what he's doing. It's amazing. This is the way the Yad Ramah explains it. That people that just happen to be good people, okay, so they know what they're doing? No. They're drunkards staggering around the street. It happens to be that's the society that they live in, and that's the way they were brought up, and they don't know anything else, and they only have kosher phones. So what do you want? You know, okay, put them in a different environment, and they'll be exactly the same as the drunkards and the worst people in the world. So why should we give them a crown they deserve? They're basically the same as everyone else. And if they end up, in fact, going in the wrong way in the end, and now they go off to Derech, so what? So because of that, there's something that they have that will save them. Poku Palilia. What is Poku Palilia supposed to mean? Poka, we know that that is a four-letter word. We find every word all over that poka is the same as the English word for fuka. But therefore, it means here, it means hell. So ein puka elageinam. So that's what Avigail was telling David HaMelech. You've already done that once in the future. You don't need two of those. So that's a fuka. And that means that you won't go to hell twice. So So that means that the person, even if he's got all of this chriyot, but in the end, if he goes around and he paskins and he's as if he's drunk, he ends up in hell. Okay, that's a beautiful, beautiful discussion, right? Between Midas HaDin and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oof, scary stuff. Not quite enough just to be a good boy in this world. Okay, we're ready for our... Well, do we have our Richie today? I don't see a Richie here. It looks like we got a Doc. What's doing? Doc's always ready. And he's always got that EpiPen, which is, I think they use that for when the Mishnah comes up. Give us a jab, Doc.
Zok Tehelika Mishnah.
Not exactly full of adrenaline. I thought you were going to use that EpiPen. Anshei Ir HaNidachat. All right, so here we come to the very last thing that was mentioned. Of not having a chelik in Olam Haba, which we've been talking about the different things, and what exactly the Yir HaNidachat. Of course, we had a number of times that we discussed the Yonim of Yir HaNidachat before, and here we're saying, besides the different dinim that we've spoken about, that if it's a yochid, that's Eved Avodah Zarah, he's chayev skila. If it's a rabbim, however, in a city, so then they're chayev only saif, but the yochid, his property remains, is to be given to his heirs. But the year Anidachat, all of the property is destroyed. So we're going to be talking about some of the Prati Dinim over here, and we're even going to be going through the Sugya, the whole Pasuk, or I should say, the whole Psukim. So let's take a look, therefore, at the Pasuk itself. So we'll take a look again, if you're into the Goyim stuff. So in Shoftim, let me look at it. It says Yud Gimel. And then the Psukim begin also in Yud Gimel. So it's Yud Gimel, Yud Gimel. So let's just go over the Psukim so we'll remember the Diyukim in the words of the Pasuk. Ki tishma b'achat orecha asher Adonai Elohecha noten lecha l'shevet sham leimor. These are going to be weird words that are going to be, each word is Zogia, including even that leimor, as we'll see. Yatsu anashim b'nei v'liyal mikir becha. What's this? Anashim. And they have to be mikir becha. V'yadichu et yoshvei Iram. Oh, it has to be their city. Leimor. Oh, what about if the city doesn't need people? Maybe if the people in the city just decide to have a municipal worship of it is already all to be discussed. Nilchav and Avdalo Himachirim Asher Lo Yedaatem Bedorashta V'Chakarta V'Sha'alta Heitev. Does that mean Drisha Chakira, including all the dinim of Edis on every individual in the city, also to be seen? Hine Emet Nachon Hadavar Esta Toeva Zot Bekirbecha. What happened to Skila? Apparently there's a new din of Saif. So there's a din only of its own behemot. But when it says in the next pasuk, what's the difference between kol asher ba and behemta? And kol shalala, also we need to understand. V'saravtava esha ta'ir that kol shalala kalil. What does kalil add? If you burn it, you burn it. L'ashem alokecha v'ayta tel olam lo tibane od. That should be a tale and should never be rebuilt. But if it's a tale, so then it clearly I'm not able to build it. But wait a minute. If it's a tale, you could make a national park on the tail of the city that was once near Anidachat. Veloyit, maybe. Veloyit bak biyadacha mu'umam in acherem, l'man yashuv adunai mecharon apo, v'natan lecha rachamim v'richamcha v'yirbecha, kashenish bal avotecha. Ki tishma b'kol adunai Elohecha l'shvor kol mitzvotav asher anochi metzavecha hayom la'asot hayashar, b'nei Adonai Elohecha. All right. Now that's fascinating because it seems to conclude the inyanim of the Yir Anidachat with the inyan of Metzia of Yashrus in doing what is Tov V'Yashar. See how that's Nogia. So here we're going to, the Mishnah itself is going to be talking about many of the diyukim that we make in those psukim. So Anshe Yir Anidachat, because it says, Yatsu Anashim Benevili Yal Mikirbecha, Beyadichu et Yoshve Iram. So when it says that they were Yatsu, Yatsu seems to mean they're gone, they're out of here, they're not part of you at all. And it says furthermore, Einan Neharagin, they're not given the Misa of Saif. Since it says Oyoshve Iram, they have to be from that same city, and they also have to be from that same Shevet, because that's added by Bikimikir Becha. So apparently there's two things. They have to be from your Shevet and from the city. The question is whether those things are really separable, that we're going to have to see in the Gemara. So they have to be Miotahir, and furthermore, we need to have most of the city having gone along with this plan, and they ended up to be Nidach. So the Yoshvei Ir is Mashma, the significant population, which is a Rov. And it says Yetzu Anashim, which means men. How about if women were the ones who did the divur? How about if kids were the ones who did it? Or maybe it wasn't Rov. Well, in that case, Idichu Anashim or Ktanim, O Shudach Miuta, O Shayuma Dicher Chutzala, if they came from outside, from a different city, if they were women, children, or only a minority of the people in the city accepted to Avodah Zarah, in all of these cases, each of the people in the city, even if it was the whole city, are Elu Ki Yechidim, they are given the same Misa of Skila as Yechidim would be given, and that means that the property would not be lost, and we wouldn't burn down the city, and so on. V'tzrichim Shnei Yedim V'hatra'ah, L'kol Echad V'Echad. We have to give each and every one of those individuals a separate din with a separate Hatra'ah. And what is the difference between the Yechidim and the Rabbim? Zechom Rabbi Yechidim Mibam Rubim. Yechidim, if you don't have most of the city, or if any of those Tna'im that we just said were missing, so it was women, it was children that did the Hatochah from somewhere else, then the difference would be like this. If they're treated as Yechidim, their Chiev is Misa Skila, and therefore, since they have a more Chomor Misa, Lefichach Momonam Palat, they end up having a Kula in the sense that we don't destroy the property. Basha'inkein, if we go after them as Merubim, so then they don't have that Chomor Misa of Skila, and Lefichach Momonam Avad. Seems to be that that's why the Torah is saying, in that case, the whole city ends up losing the money. So let's take a look at the words in the pasuk. Hake take et yoshvei ha'ir ahi lefi chorev. Now, when it says yoshvei ha'ir, that means anybody that would have a din, even if it's not an actual owner in the city, he's just living in the city. Maybe he's living in a hotel. So from there you see that hachameret, hagamelet, haoveret mimakom lemakom. So let's say you've got these caravans of donkeys or of camels, and it's going from place to place, and they took a hotel room in this city, and they've been here, we'll see, it has to be shloshim yom, and so on, but they've been here for a while, but they're not really part of the yoshvei ha'ir. They're not part of the population of the city in terms of paying taxes now and so on and so forth. They can still save the city. Arein matzilimota. So if, let's say, you would have had just the people. Just the people in the city, there would have been actually a rove that had been Ovid Avodah Zarah. And the thing is that now, if we're going to include these people, we've got another 20 people from that caravan, and they weren't involved in the craziness of the city, which is, I mean, usually they wouldn't know what's going on, but they're still going to save the city, because now you're going to have most of the people, because it includes them, as those who were not Oved Avodah Zarah, and therefore the city would not be burned down. Obviously, they can also be the destruction of the city. In other words, if most of the city did not do Avodah Zarah, and they did, and they were included in pushing it over the tipping point, then they would be the source of the destruction of the city. But that is not the norm. The norm is that people just coming through are not going to participate in whatever craziness that the city is participating in. Next pasuk, forget about the Shenemar. So we see from here, Mikanamru, that even if the people living in this city, some of them may be tzaddikim, they didn't worship Avodah Zarah, nonetheless, it says kol asher ba, and that means that even those things that are owned by people that are innocent would also be destroyed. And if those same people owned things that are not in the city, then it's not kol asher ba, and therefore they would not be destroyed. Masha Enkein, the Rishayim, they would end up losing whatever it is that they own, whether it's in the city currently or out of the city. Hare Elo Ovdim, we'll see in the Gemara how we're reading the Pasuk to teach us that. And then the next pasuk, again, the Shenemar is confusing and it is a mistake. Ve'et kol shelala tikbots el toch rechova. What if it doesn't have a rechov? Well, this din of el toch rechova is not something that defines the nature of the city that you are able to turn into an Ir HaNidachat. You can turn it into an Ir HaNidachat if it doesn't have a rechov. The din of the rechov is only where it is that we will destroy everything, all of the property. So then you make a rechov, osimo rechov. So you make a city square where there's a downtown area, and there you burn everything. How about if it did have a rechov, but the rechov was outside of the walls of the city? Konsino talatocha. So then you make a rechov inside the city, or you extend the walls of the city around that area. Another shenemar that's confusing and does not belong here. The next pasuk, v'sarafta va'esh et ha'ir v'et kol shlala kolil la'Hashem Elokecha. So note that only shlala, only the booty of the city. But what if it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning it's Hegdesh or something like that? Then it's not included in this din of burning it. So it's only shilala v'lo shlal shamayim, which is the source of the very important halacha, that if there's Hegdesh in the city, then the Hegdesh is not burnt the way normal things would be burnt. We're talking about Berek HaBayit over here, and they are considered not to be really belonging to the city. They're called the Shlal HaShamayim. So because of that, now the truth is there's a machlokas over here of what we do. So the question is, do we actually burn them when we say Hekdesha Shebehem Yipadu, and then we go ahead and we burn them? That's the way the Rambam learns, that we pray to them, so we shouldn't be burning Hekdesh. And that allows us to burn them, because then we're not going to have a problem of the Isser of Lotasun Ken Hashem Elokecha. But others learn that it doesn't mean that. It means that you can use them. You're prey to them. And in being prey to them, you actually are then able to use them because they were never part of the din of Yisarev. So some don't learn like the Rambam in this issue. It's a big machlokas. We showed him there's actually a lot of it's a machlokas, the Rambam and the Ravid on this halacha itself, but many of the other Rishonim are also chelik on the Rambam, which is it's pashtus like Rashi also. Anyway, so that's the question. It's very cute with the Rashi. It's a question of how to read the Rashi. Unfortunately, Rashi used a kitzer of Chof Shin, right? It's not clear what Chof Shin is, because Chof Shin usually means Kol Shehu. So if it means Kol Shehu, so it means you're not really paid to it with its worth, with its value, because anyway you're going to be burning it. But the other way of learning it is Chof Shin means Kidei Shovyan. So then it means exactly the opposite. So it was a very unfortunate use of the Chof Shin in this case. Okay, but anyway, so this is, as I say, it's about Chokas Rishani, when it says Yipadu. Now, how about if you've got Truma? Well, Truma actually is not literally Shlal Shamayim, but it's inappropriate to burn Truma because it's called Kodesh. And so Mamela, we leave it alone and it rots. Meitzer Sheni, since it's called as HaKadosh, and Kisei HaKadosh, which is not allowed to be burned, again, you're not allowed to use them because it's yours, and it's obviously included in the Isser of being Nenefram, but because there's a separate Isser against burning, so we don't burn them, so we're going to use them. And then when it says, Kalil Hashem Elokecha, what is the meaning of Kalil? Omar Rabbi Shimon, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us here is that Im atem osim din b'ir HaNidachat, ma'ale ani aleichem kilo atem ma'alim ola kalil lefanai. It's as if you brought a korban ola, which is kalil ha'mizbeach. V'hayta tel olam, it has to be just a tel, which means, according to Rabbi Yosef Haglili at least, you cannot turn it into a national park. So lo te'aseh ganot u'pardesim. Really? Rabbi Akiva says, yeah, but look at the next words. Lo tibane'od. It shouldn't be rebuilt, which means the kamot shaita. So the kamot shaita ain't a nivnet. You can't build it the way it was. Avon ha'setu ganotu parisim adarabah. It's Gufa coming to tell me that you can turn it into a park. Again, in the Mishnah, we're not going to be going into the details of these drushes, but when we get to the sugi in the Gemara will go through each diak. Continues the pasuk, v'lo yidbak b'yadcha mu'umah min acherim. Why is that? Shekozman sha'rasha'im b'olam. As long as there's anything that was still part of these rasha'im in the world, there's still anger on the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Charon av b'olam. But the moment that avdu rishayim in olam, when you get rid of all of the memory of this rishas, nistalek charon af min olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger is also taken away from the world. So, it says in that pasuk, yotzu anashim b'nei v'liyal, mikir bech, and so on. Satan Rabban. Yotzu, we're talking each word now. So, yotzu means they themselves have to be the ones who go out to be doich hein v'lo shluchim. If they send people to be doche, it doesn't make it into an ira nidacha. Why wouldn't we make those people themselves the nidachim? So there's two basic approaches to that question. Maybe it's talking about people that are sent that are themselves not able to be chayef for the hadacha. Let's say they live in a different city, right? So then, or they send women or children. But the point is that it's their hadacha, it's just that they appointed someone else to do it for them. So usually that would be considered to be their action. No, it has to be them and not as a shliach. Or the other way of learning it is that if a person was appointed by someone else as an agent to do the hadacha, then the hadacha is not seen as being something that is coming from a deep commitment to evil, and because of that, it's not the same, and it's not included in the whole din of Ira Nidachas, which, to me, is much more reasonable. Anashim, when it says Anashim Loshen Rabim, it means there need to be at least two people that are involved in this. In Anashim, Pachot Mishnayim. Avar Acher, Anashim also means men and not women. Another thing is that Anashim mean adult and not children. When it says that they are B'nai Belial, what does that mean? Panim sheporku ol. Belial is Belial. We're understanding that word. But basically mean people that are hefker and have no concern for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs. Mikir Becha means the city has to be a city that is inside and not on the border. V'lo min hasfar. So if it's a border city, it did not become an ira nidacha. Then it says Yoshvei Iram. It has to be from their own city. What if they live in another city? Then that's not included in the ira nidacha. So the whole idea over here is coming from deep inside, an identity and commitment that speaks directly to these people in a way that turns them into an Avodah Zarah mob, so to speak. Now, when it says Lemor, Lemor obviously means that there are witnesses saying this over to Beit Din. And therefore, it has to be talking about real witnesses, which teaches us Shetzrichim Edim V'Hatra'ah. Each one of the people that's involved over here, this is not a mob judgment. This is the same judgment that is given to all dinim, and each individual requires edim v'asra. This is the way most of the Rishonim learn. We're going to see later on that the Gro explains that the Rambam doesn't learn like this, and that it's referring only to the madichim and not to the nidachim, but we'll wait until we get to the sugya in the Gemara. Now, this is very interesting because we said that they have to be from the same city and they have to be from the same shevet. So, it's an interesting machlokas, which the Mishnah seems to be actually part of. Because Rabbi Yochanan says, at the time that we came into Eretz Yisrael, and remember that each one of the Shvatim needed to give and donate cities to the Levian, right? The same thing happened in the United States when they took Washington, they made the idea of the District of Columbia was going to be a mokum that would be given over to the Levium, so to speak. So it had to be given over by whatever state would have had that place. So when we came into Eretz Yisrael, each Shevet had to give a certain number of cities to the Levium, because the Levium had the 42 cities besides the Yiran Yidach, the Arei Mikvat, but for the Levium alone, there were 42 cities, and it lists them in Yoshua. So Rabbi Yochanan says, look, if that city ended up being right on the border between two Shvatim, and the border, I mean, that was given by the Goral. I mean, that's not something we could avoid, you know? So the Goral, we pick up the Goral, and we see that the line between these two Shvatim is going straight to the city. Then the din is that part of the city belongs to one Shevet, and part of the city belongs to another Shevet. Like we find in Yerushalayim, according to the Man D'Yomar, that Yerushalayim was Nischalka L'Shvatim. Rish Lakish says, no. Ein Chokin Yirachat L'Shnei Shvatim, whichever Shevet was the Rov, is actually the one that takes over the entire city. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, from our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah that the Medichim have to be part of the same city and the same Shevet. Now, according to you, those words don't make any sense, because what the Mishnah is saying is that these people could be from the same city, even if they are, they have to be from the same Shevet. But you lolo, and if not, it doesn't become a Yirni Dachas. And according to you, there's no such thing. If they're from the same city, then by definition, according to you, they're from the same Shevet. How do you explain that? No, says Rish Lakish, that means that they got it from Yoshua. Maybe they got it from their mother, who was from a different Shevet, and married the father. Or maybe somebody gave it to them as a gift. I don't know. I mean, but the fact that a person is living in that city does not necessarily mean that he got it from the time of Yoshua, does it? So how is that a riot? So therefore, you can't bring me a riot. Okay, says Rabbi Yochanan, all right, I'll bring you a riot from the Pasuk. Read the Pasuk, and you tell me how you understand that Pasuk, okay? It says, Arim Tesha, Me'ech Nei Hashvatim Ha'ela. So it lists 10 different cities that are coming from both Shimon and Yehuda. Now, you'll remember that Shimon, the whole chelik of Shimon, was included and sort of subsumed in the chelik of Yehuda. And this was part of the whole Einesh on Shimon. But in any event, when it says the cities that were given, it also says the cities that were given as if they were given together. Now, obviously, some of these were from Shimon, and some of these were from Yehuda. And if it says it's a total of 9 cities, so then doesn't that mean 4.5 and 4.5, right? So 4.5 came from Yehuda, and 4.5 came from Shimon. But that proves, says Rabbi Yochanan, that one city can be split into two. Otherwise, how could you have 4.5 cities? So Shema Amino, Chokin Ir Achat, L'Shnei Shvatim. Says Rish Lakish, no, I don't see why you say that. It could be 4 from one and 5 from the other. I don't know. Well, says Rabbi Yochanan, in that case, if the whole point of the Pasuk in Yoshua is to let us know which cities were given by which Shvatim, so then it should have split it up and it should have said which one comes from this Shevet and which one comes from that Shevet. So Yachi Lefresh Berushe, why doesn't it explain it? Kashya.